KYRV, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeartRadio station. Broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studios.
Time for another exciting edition of
Lucas and Win.
Lick it up.
Make them good. Final round. Lucas and Win Wednesday. I'm doing classic rock. Joe is doing legends, folklore, and superstitions.
That's exactly right. Don't ask it like it's a question. Make it like it's a statement.
Someone showed up to play. CCR tickets this Friday night, Thunder Valley. That's what you can win if you lick us. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, Lucas and Win.
Hi. Who was the lead singer for Jefferson Airplane before Grace Slick?
Oh, I did not know there was one.
Before Grace Slick? Oh, God, we got to get a microphone for heterosexual Anderson Cooper, man. Oh, God, you got before Grace Slick.
Yep.
Was it someone from CCR?
No.
Okay. You had, God, I'm trying to remember all their damn names. You had, who was the guy that did Do You Believe in Love and those other ones? Because there was the guy, oh, God, I
can't. Was that Annie Lennox?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop. You had the guy that came after, like, we built this city. The guy, here he is.
All right.
Sexual Anderson Woo-hoo! Cooper. I need a lifeline.
Sign Anderson.
Whoa!
Well, and there it is. The man knows everything.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen.
What is it?
Was it
no.
Sign Anderson?
No.
That was incorrect.
Well, no. Well, wait. Well, Google what are you
it.
Saying?
Google it, Joe.
Sign Anderson is what he said.
No. Her name was Signe Etlin. It was a woman.
Signe Etlin, a woman?
Yeah.
Heterosexual Anderson Cooper saying he's never heard of that.
She was the lead singer in Jefferson Airplane for almost a year, and then Grace, she got pregnant, wanted to have kids, and Grace Slick took over.
She got pregnant? Grace Slick. Joe's going to Google. We'll source that.
Yes.
Wow. Joe, what do we have?
Grace Slick vocal. It's only showing me Grace Slick.
Who were the other two guys, though, that were the lead singer? You had the guy that did, like, you know, we built this city, and then who did?
I see Sign Anderson, original Jefferson Airplane singer, dead at 74.
Yep. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. No. Sign Anderson's what Wikipedia says.
No.
Okay.
Why don't you Google her? Signe, Signe, and I think it's Etelin.
Now, see,
like
Signe is the exact first name of the Anderson guy.
No, it's not Anderson, and it's a woman.
This says Anderson after it.
No.
Okay.
And this is a woman. This is a woman with black hair and pigtails. Rather unattractive.
No, she's very pretty, actually.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, we're tripped up here a little bit, but let me see.
That's the picture I've got of her. She kind of looks like Wednesday Addams.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
A little bit, doesn't she?
Sign Anderson, Jefferson Airplane's original female vocalist, who sang in the band's 66 debut LP, Jefferson Airplane, Takes Off. So it is.
Yeah.
It's Sign Anderson.
It's Signe, but that's all right.
Okay, well.
Well, Signe, but where are you getting the last name, Etley?
Etlin. That was her maiden name.
Okay, well, this credits her as Sign Anderson. So we're not going to split hairs. Hold on. We'll get you into the drawing. You're a big, big fan of the Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, someone did some research on this one.
I can't remember, though. It was Mickey. Oh.
Mickey Hart and Marty Balance.
Marty Balance, yes. Mickey Hart and Marty Balance were the two guys I was trying to think of. Okay, thank you so much. Hang on. Got a little sidetrack there.
That's
wow.
Good, though. Sometimes we got to look that up just to see what's going down.
I got to go back to this. I got to do this. I got to find out how old. Hey, Producer Dana, ask Kelly how old she is. I need to know now, because she has to be close to 80. I mean, that is a strong, deep, classic rock question right there. That is classic as it comes. So, we will go to Michelle. Michelle, Lick us and Win.
Okay, this one's for Joe.
Okay.
Okay, there's three intersecting oval shapes. Do you know the name?
Now, that's a strangely asked question. Let me try to understand this. There are three intersecting oval shapes.
Yes, there. One that's straight up, and then two that go downward and off to the side.
I don't understand, though. What are you asking? Where are they, or what do they mean? What's the question?
Oh, I'm asking him if he knows the name.
The name of the... No, I do not.
It's either a triquetra or the Holy Trinity.
Three intersecting ovals.
Okay, so what does that have to do with folklore, legend, or superstition? I'm not following.
The Holy Trinity, that's religious. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Or they call it the triquetra, which that's, some people consider that superstition, like Wiccan, pagan stuff.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. That's okay. How it feeds into it. Okay.
Fair enough. Hey, hang on.
That was a toughie.
They are bringing the heat on this final round. Let's go to Scott. Scott, lick us and win.
Okay, dog, this is for you.
Okay.
Before Dave Lee Roth was in Van Halen, what was the name of the band he was in before Van Halen?
I do not remember the band he was in before. I never can. Hang on. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sure it had to have something to do with his name or him as a person.
No, it didn't.
No?
It didn't. His uncle, and I forget his uncle's name, that ran the real hot spot New York Rock Club. I can't remember what his uncle's name was, and he started out there, and he came... oh, God. I cannot remember.
John Blanks?
I am.
Red Ball Jet.
There you go. Red Ball Jet. Yeah.
That's wow. A good one.
Yeah, that comes up very rarely. Thankfully.
Yeah.
Red Ball Jet.
Yeah.
Did they have any songs that any of us would know?
No.
No?
No. No. God, no. No, not a one. Good question, though. Let's go to Stuart. I appreciate getting licked on a Van Halen. It doesn't happen often.
No, it does not.
Stuart, lick us and win.
Okay, this question's for Dog.
Take your hand off your mouth.
Dog, you should know this. I'll be disappointed if you don't.
Okay.
What is one of the only rock and roll songs where they yodel? What's the band's name in the song?
They yodel with the band's name in the song?
What is the band's name and what's the song?
Yodel
in the song.
Where they yodel.
Right.
I like a singer that can yodel. That shows real depth.
What? That's why we all watch The Price is Right. You know, we like to see that guy climb up and fall off the hill.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kick myself on this one. They yodel.
Yes. And it's a fairly common song that they play.
Oh, man, I'm gonna hate this. This is going to punish me. Oh. I'm drawing a blank. I'm not going to waste time. Who is it? What is it?
It's Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Oh, Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. We'll do one more.
Remember in the movie RV when Kristen Chenoweth and Jeff Daniels, they rolled up there like the traveling family band.
Robin Williams couldn't escape him.
That's what I always think of when I think you're late.
Gary, welcome. Last one. Lincoln win. My God.
Okay, hey, question is for Dogface.
Okay.
Geddy Lee, lead singer of Rush, what's his real name?
God. Geddy Lee Shartsevich.
I'm talking about his first name. His first name.
Oh, I thought you wanted his full name.
Just the first name.
I don't know. I do not know Geddy Lee's first name.
I'm a big Rush fan, and we have the same name. We share the same name. My name is Gary, and so is his. The thing is, his mom had a thick Russian accent, and she had trouble saying Gary, and it turned out she was saying Geddy, and it kind of stuck.
That's pretty cool. Now, see,
that's is cool.
Why I threw the Sharvachevich out there, because I remember that he was of either Jewish or Russian, some sort of...
Jewish. Right. Weinrib is his last name.
It is.
Weinrib. Geddy Lee Weinrib.
Was his father Jewish?
I thought he was, but I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah.
It sounds like a Jewish last name.
Yeah, I thought there was something going on there. I mean, it is tough with all these, you know, Sauls and all the, you know, Slash's first name, mm-hmm, Saul, and mm-hmm, Freddie Mercury, and you got all these different people. What's William Broad is Billy Idol.
Isn't Gene Simmons also Jewish?
No, he is Armenian, I believe. I believe Gene Simmons is Armenian, like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
I something like that. I can't keep all that stuff straight. We'll do one more, then we'll finish up. Kevin, lick us and win.
Hey, this is a classic rock question.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I hung up on the last guy, Dana, so if he gets back through, get him in. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Where did CCR get their name?
Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah. Again, if heterosexual Anderson Cooper were here, he could tell you that. But again, that'd be cheating. I do not know. I know nothing about that band.
Well, I guess that's good for me.
May I take a stab at it? Could they have been up in the Clear Lake area and just not known it was a lake and just thought it was clear water?
And that's where they all met. That's a damn good guess. That's better than anything I could come up with. What is it?
Good answer, but not even close.
Okay.
The Tom Fogerty had a friend at work, and his friend's name was Creedence Newble. So that's where the Creedence came from. And then the Clearwater part came from a beer advertisement. And Revival was referring to the band's rebirth.
Wow.
Wow, that's great.
That's a pretty good name come up with there. Yeah, I like that. Okay, fair enough. You're a good opponent. Hold on. We'll get you in. Friday night, you can check it out at Thunder Valley. Mm-hmm. Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Here's Aerosmith. Oh, my God, that was punishing. That was a rough
hard
round.
One. Hard wow. one.
Here's Aerosmith on the river.
Come here, baby.